Roger Blake is Vice Chair of London and South East Regional Branch of Passenger Group Rail Future. Afternoon to you, Roger.
Good afternoon.
It's clear from what Anna said there, TfL doesn't think there's an issue. Do you?
I think there is an underlying issue there, and that is basically that London is a continually growing city, and there are undoubtedly times when Oxford Circus and several other stations, whether it's Tube or Main Line, do get very, very, and for a lot of people, uncomfortably busy. And I think the long-term message is that it's an indication that we just have to carry on, invest in the capacity of our public transport networks. Now, I can understand that people, in the light of yesterday's incident, are pressing for something immediate, and clearly London Underground TfL will be looking at that and seeing what they need to do. And I think we've heard some of the measures that they're able to take, and it may well inconvenience people if, for pressure down in the station, access to them has to be closed off.
But that happens regularly, and it didn't happen there because they didn't think it was overcrowded.
Yeah.
And in their statement, they say it was a medical emergency. We could happen any time, any place, or in anywhere. I'm sorry to sound like a martini advert, but you know what I mean. If it is a medical emergency and it's not to do with overcrowding, it is what it is.
Yes, and I think it is a bit tricky trying to generalise out of one particular incident, because so often all of these incidents have particular things which are kind of one-offs, but that doesn't in any way reduce the overall lesson, which is that we are not travelling in the same degree of comfort that we would like, and the only way we're going to deal with that is to boost capacity. Victoria Line has recently, I believe, extended the period in the peaks when they're pumping a train through roughly every minute and a half. You know, you see the red lights disappear at one end of the tunnel, you turn around and there's the white lights of the next one coming in. They can't pump any more through the pipe. There's other lines that need similar treatment, and that's dependent on investing in the signalling and the modern trains. And of course, if only to take a bit of pressure off that whole central London area.
Crossrail.
We'd had Crossrail since last December. Mm. Now, we will get it, and it'll be utterly fantastic when it comes. It's just
I wouldn't hold my breath, mate.
Frustrating that we're kept waiting.
I wouldn't hold my breath.
Well, it'll come. I mean, it's not going to be cancelled at this point.
No, it's not going to be cancelled.
Thank goodness.
No, but it won't happen before Christmas. It isn't going to help what is going to be an even busier central London than it is now. Listen, thanks, Roger.